Hello, everybody. This is episode 3 of the Dakota Midwest Gardeners with Backyard Gardening Tips and Podcast. And we also got a group of the same name. It's called Dakota Midwest Gardener with Backyard Gardening Tips Podcast Group, and you will find on Facebook. So just put the name in the search bar of the Facebook, and you find the group, and then you could join it. Anyway, this is episode 3, I said. The last time I made the podcast was episode 2. It was April 27th, Saturday. And we just came from a Sam's Club. I bought a couple of raised gardens at Sam's Club. And the greenhouse. So that Sunday, I made that, put up the greenhouse, and I put a lot of plants in. The very first I started some tomato plants and some petunias and some peppers, green peppers. Got two kinds of tomatoes, the big beefsteak tomatoes and the warm-up tomatoes. So this is an update to tell you what's been happening. I've been planting a lot more seed in the greenhouse right now. I got some herb garden, a whole bunch of herbs, and I planted some the broccoli plant seeds and some cauliflower, and right now it's about 3 inches high, and in the raised gardens, some peas. The peas is about 6 inches high already. And the thing. So just one raised garden. I planted some onions and carrots and peas. So when one is done, the other one could take over, and I could plants or what? It's herbs, raised garden I did. I planted some kale and spinach and beans. So when the lettuce and spinach done, that got the kale and beans. Last Saturday, I did a lot of transplanting. I transplanted some petunias and zucchini squash and some tomatoes, all in big containers. And they're doing great. I'm just waiting until this weekend. Because you gotta wait until Memorial Day, where there's no sense of frost. But anyway, last few days it's been in the 80s, so I don't think we're gonna get any frost anymore. But still, I gotta wait until this weekend, because I'll be off. My wife Andrew's got work. But she's going to take off Saturday, May 26th, because it's my wife's anniversary and my 28th wedding anniversary. So it's going to be a happy time. We'll eat out special and probably see a movie and go to a graduation party. But by that Sunday, I'm going to start on my outside work. Do some more transplanting. I planted lots of cucumbers and squash and okra and cantaloupe and watermelon, and this is doing good. My raised garden that I made a few years ago, made it more handicapped accessible. So I got two 4-foot pots on one side of it, and then on the other side is 2 4-foot pots, and in the middle is the 8-foot prop. And it's just like a big C. So in the middle, one side I got a whole bunch of asparagus growing. And I planted some more asparagus roots, and they all come up. For a border, I put a 2x4 to separate what I want to plant on the other half, and I plant some daylily. This second half is probably about 5 feet, about 4, and that'd be a nice area for my cucumbers. And then one time we'll have my okra, and then my peppers and tomatoes. And the nerd side, probably some broccoli and cauliflower. And I bought a couple of moisture detectors, water sprinklers, so I'm going to set them up. And I'm going to fence the lower raised gardens in, but at the same time I'm going to set that moisture detector water sprinkler to us in case our dogs and any rabbits that thinks they're going to eat the vegetables for our plants. And uh, I planted some grass seed. I planted about a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still waiting for the grass seed to come up. Last week, two, 3 days, we had lots of rain. Much needed rain. So this week I didn't get a chance to cut the grass yet. Some parts of the grass is about a foot long, so that's good anyway, because all that grass is going to go in the compost bins to make compost. Last month I started to make the compost again. I got 3 bins, and they're pretty much making compost already, and compost. Then I've been to transplant it, and the other one or two, I'm thinking that plant some squash and watermelon.
He's gonna be in the locker. Can you watch him for a minute so I can carry my phone?
So the it saved some space. So the apple trees, it's got a whole bunch of apple blossoms on it. Just like we're gonna get lots of apples this year. Last year we didn't get none except about 1 or 2 apples. The year before it got so much apples that it was breaking the branches off. And then we got juneberry. It's about 10 or 12 feet high. And always get a whole bunch of juneberries on that. And the birds get most of those juneberries. But then besides that, I got some wild plums. We get some wild plums, and then up in the upper where the old garden is, we had some apple cuts. Get some apple cuts sometimes, and a whole bunch of the chook cherries, the bird dip. So this is what's happening now. So this is an update to tell all you what's going on. About our grass, I if you want to use grass clippings, don't put any weed on it, because if it contaminates the grass clippings, then you can't use it to for the compost, because it's going to mess up the compost now. So if you want to use grass clippings for your compost, don't do any return on it. Anything else, no chemicals. And then you can make good compost of leaves and cardboard and food scraps. Compost bin. I got a cardboard and leaves and grass clippings that is that's going to be in pretty nice compost and just lots of worms and they're eating the cardboard and worms just making worm casting so that compost is going to be a gold mine. But anyway, I think I better get going. And it's probably about 3 o'clock. So I hope you'll have a good day. And give you another update this weekend. Take care. God bless you all. Bye.